Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell you, it didn't look pretty for the Yankees, even being eliminated, what the Mariners have been able to do to the Toronto Blue Jays here. So maybe we get into that a little bit later on. But obviously, we're starting football today, so we've talked a lot of Giants, a little bit of Jets. Let's get back to the calls here, BT. Patrick is in Melville. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Just want to make 2 points. So the Giants, you know, obviously, I'm very excited about it. You know, they're learning how to win. You know, let's just see what happens when now they have some tape on Dart, they have some tape on Scatabulas. Hopefully, we just want to keep on winning. And real quick on the Jets, the problem with the Jets is they just never have a plan. I mean, to be totally honest, like, this was perfect. They should have gotten, for example, they should have gotten Shador Sanders in the fourth round just to have a young quarterback on the roster. So just in case, you know, these other guys falter, they'll have someone to, you know, to kind of energize the fan base. But yeah, they just don't do that stuff.
Well, but hold on a second. Pat, hold on. You don't just make a move to energize the fan base, because that's kind of contradicting what you said to start. That's not having a plan. Or if it is the plan, it's one that's never going to work. If they didn't think Shador Sanders could play, why would you draft him?
Well, first of all, let me ask you a question. We've seen Justin Fields. That guy has not been able to pass. He bounces balls all the time. And to actually see that somehow you're going to catch a lightning in a bottle with Justin Fields is like, you know, I got some land in Florida. I got a bridge. I want to sell you to it.
It's not lightning in a bottle. They thought that he would be a quarterback who can run the football, help limit mistakes, and run the football as a team,
yep,
and have some success that way. It was not that they, and maybe there's potential with a young guy. It's not that they were trying to catch lightning in a bottle. I mean, look at the other options that were out there. Let's not make it like the Justin Fields thing was the worst decision in the world all of a sudden. After week one, people calling up there, oh, anybody who said Justin Fields can't throw doesn't know what they're talking about.
But I'm just saying that, listen, If you, for example, drafted to do a fourth round, with a fourth round quarterback, you really got nothing to lose. I mean, I'm just saying you should have had a young quarterback on the roster.
They do, Patrick. They do. His name is Brady Cook, who played at Missouri and was really good at Missouri. Now, I don't know if he's going to play ever for the New York Jets, but your premise about having a young quarterback, they do. You might not like who the young quarterback is, but they got one. I can promise you that.
Yeah, I just don't think they have a plan. I mean, listen, I'm a Giant fan, but you know, I still do follow. I don't hate the Jets, and I just would love to see them do somewhat good in this century. But you know, it's just that they never seen that before.
No, and we appreciate the call, Patrick. Here's the thing: you could not like their plan. You can't say they don't have a plan. And the idea that Shador Sanders, and I heard Evan bring this up yesterday, and I understand a fan's mentality of why not Shador Sanders? Like, at least he'd give us some kind of hope.
Yeah, I'm good.
Dude, come on.
I'm good.
You really want to bring Shador Sanders here? Imagine if the Jets drafted Shador Sanders? Oh, what do you think the talk the last couple weeks would have been about? Play Shador, all about Shador. And Shador with his antics and all that he's saying.
The miming.
Can
you imagine?
Oh, my God.
It would be very Jet-like, though, wouldn't it?
So we want Shador. Why? Because you haven't seen what he could do yet. And then the second he sets foot on the football field and is a mess at the NFL level, then what? Come on.
That's the point, Sal. There's nothing more appealing than not knowing what somebody is. And that's why, whether it's draft picks or the backup quarterback, there's always a movement to play those guys and to tap into it because, you know, when you know what you already know and it's not good enough, there's at least the remote possibility that the guy who's not playing could be better. But generally, when so many teams pass on certain players, they're passing for a reason. You know, Shador, I mean, I was surprised Evan said that. Usually he's not into
he's desperate as a Jets fan.
We all are. I mean, I respect his desperation, but no, that is, to me, that's ridiculous.
Think about it. Not only did all those teams pass on him, He's with the Browns. They had how many quarterbacks?
They had four.
Quarterbacks. Okay, Pickett goes first. Now they trade Flacco. He still can't see the field.
Yeah, he's getting closer, though. He's number two now.
Yeah, it's the Cleveland Browns, and he's still, yeah.
Beyond Gabriel, right?
Come on, like, enough God with Shedeur Sanders. He's going to have to prove it before I would go nuts about him. You telling me you would want him here? Oh, God.
Not a chance.
God, no. Lawrence is calling from Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, I got a question. If you could have hired anybody to be the Jets coach, who would it have been?
Mike Vrabel was always my first choice.
I would have said Pete Carroll. That's who I wanted.
And then let's say you guys had gotten the coach you'd wanted. What would that have changed for this year with the Jets, realistically? Like, what game would they have won?
Lawrence, it's not just about the games that they would have won. To me, it would have changed a lot if they hired an experienced head coach, because you would have already eliminated all the nonsense with the questions from the reporters, the way that the head coach had responded to it, the questions about does he know what he's doing as far as calling a timeout, as far as going for it at the end of a half, as far as kicking the field. Like, there's no questions that Pete Carroll, love him or hate him, I think he's too old or not, or whatever he's done with the Raiders, Pete Carroll knows what he's doing as a football coach. He's done it at the highest levels for years, 30 years, whether it be the NFL or whether it be a college. All those questions that people have with Aaron Glenn, those would be eliminated with an experienced head coach.
Yeah, and I agree with that. A lot of those questions would have been eliminated. But Vegas odds, what would have changed?
Not much, but what
games would have been favored? I don't think he has players to elevate. I think everyone...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shedeur fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ripping him, okay. And I don't think the product would change with a different coach.
Well,
so why are we?
That's debatable.
Cook for a little,
Lawrence. That's a little bit debatable, and it's not about the volume of wins. Thanks for the call.
And I agree with that, by the way, what he just said.
I do, too, yeah. To an extent. But I also think there's you know, a little bit of a different way we can hit this. I'm going to answer him directly. If the Jets had Vrabel or Jim Harbaugh, maybe a little lesser extent for me, Pete Carroll, one of those vets. Do they beat the Steelers? They might. Do they beat Miami? They might. Do they find a way to win the Denver game? Perhaps. I can promise you they're not sitting here 0-6. Now, I'm less wrapped up in the hell of this season and more concerned about the big picture, which is where that stability comes when you bring in somebody who's already done the job.
Yeah, it just, to me, would have eliminated all the questions that we've had every single time the Jets make a new hire, because they hire guys without experience, so there's an unknown. If you hired Vrabel and he started, and by the way, he might have been 0-6. Like, you don't know. He doesn't have Drake May here. He doesn't have the Patriots roster, so who knows? But if you hired Vrabel, the one thing for certain would be that nobody would be questioning if he knew what he was doing as a head coach or not. And that's the biggest issue with the Jets right now, is that I even asked Baldy about it last week. Do you think Aaron Glenn's overmatched? You see the stuff that everybody's, you know, Vaccaro writing in the paper or Costello, whatever they're saying. Like, everybody is questioning whether Aaron Glenn knows what the hell he's doing or not, because he's never done it before and because he's 0-6 and looking like he doesn't know what he's doing.
True, but Dable didn't look like he didn't know what he was doing in year one. Matter of fact, we saw the opposite. We saw an aggressive guy going for 2 in Tennessee, winning some games early. We didn't think that he would. Now, again, it petered out, and they lost games more because of an absence of talent, but you can still have a bad record and still kind of look like you belong. I mean, I think that's the disconcerting part about Aaron Glenn, and I do think he's going to figure some things out, but he has looked like he's been overwhelmed, and I don't think it was Lawrence. I think it was the call before that, whoever it was. I forget the name, but one of the callers said the Jets never have a plan. I respectfully disagree. Their plan this year was to run the ball. Like, there was nothing that was nebulous about, well, sitting there, you know, on the beach during the summer or playing golf with you. Hey, how are the Jets going to try to play this year? Everybody knew they were going to try to run it 35, 40 times a game. Problem is, when you fall behind big, you got to abandon that. There's been a couple of injuries. Obviously, Brandon Allen's out. Isaiah Davis isn't that good. And by the way, Breece Hall is squawking to get out.
Yeah.
You can trade him.
Yeah. What does that mean, 320?
I can't, listen, I've got a lot of tolerance for young athletes leaning into the social media because I would probably do it if I was 20-something years old as well because that's all I would know. I have no tolerance for guys who haven't done a damn thing in terms of being all pro or being a winning player dropping free me. We'll free you. Where do you want to be traded to? I'll trade you tonight. Breece Hall, well, the hell out of here. I'm not giving him a contract.
The only thing to defend him, because when I first heard about it, I thought, okay, well, does he mean just, like, let him run the football? I didn't immediately go to he wants to be out. I meant, I took it as maybe he meant that he wants to be given the opportunity to run the football more.
Yeah, don't fumble the football. Yeah, well, Breece will give you the ball more.
Yeah, no, I get it. Either way. And that's, to me, that's the deeper issue. Even Garrett Wilson, I'm not going to put him on the same level as Breece. I don't want to hear it from anybody. If I'm Aaron Glenn, I don't want to hear it. I look at all these guys and say, all you've done is lose. You're part of a losing culture, and all they do is run their mouth, yep, 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 yep. Garrett Wilson couldn't wait to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. Look at what Aaron Rodgers has done, and look at what the Jets are after Rodgers left. Like, Garrett Wilson should have shut up and learned from what Aaron Rodgers had to say. I don't care what he said, how crazy it sounded, how rough he might have been around the edges with it. He knows what he's talking about. You'd benefit from listening to him. So it's him, Breece Hall, all those same guys that didn't like what Aaron Rodgers had to say, they're still here and they're still losing and they're still running their mouths. I'm not happy about it.
I know you said you don't put Garrett and Breece on the same line. I get that, but I put them on totally opposite lines. Like, to me, Garrett, I know we got a break, so we can pick this up after, but like Garrett Wilson, to me, he will be happy if they're winning, if the offense is playing better. I don't think he's chirping for the ball. He's just chirping for an aggressive mindset. Whereas to me, Breece is saying, give me the ball or get me out of here.
Hey,
we can make a call. Get lost. You're not getting a contract.
Or just cut him. I don't care what they're... What are you going to get for him?
I get a fourth round pick.
Honestly, dude, fourth round pick.
Because I read some of the stuff, because once that went, whatever, viral if you want to, a lot of personnel people weighed in and they're like, well, what would you even get for Breece Hall? And a couple of people chimed in, maybe third round. That was shot down. The general consensus would be a fourth rounder. All right, if they even do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.